The White House Report.
Wednesday morning, President Trump tweeted about the possible airstrikes from the United States against Syria and Russia as it relates to Bashar al-Assad's alleged attack of chemical weapons against innocent civilians. Later in the day, the president's national security team held a meeting. It was chaired by the vice president. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House press secretary, says all options are on the table. But at the White House briefing, we asked about diplomacy.
As I said, all options are on the table.
So it has not, is there, are you saying that?
Again, all options are on the table. That contains a number of different things.
Could still be in play.
It could be, but there are a lot of other options that are also on the table.
Retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Cedric Layton talks about what a strike could mean and what it could look like.
If a strike happens, what kinds of weapons the U.S. is going to employ and what the reaction from the Russians and the Syrians is going to be to those weapons. The Russians have threatened to go after the bases that host the weapon systems or the platforms, which would mean, in the case of Tomahawk missiles, that would mean ships in the U.S. Navy ships in the Mediterranean. So if they attack those ships, that would then become a declaration of war. And that could be one of the most significant issues that we'd have to deal with. And to go back from the brink like that would be very difficult to do, both diplomatically and militarily. And we would have stumbled into a major conflict without intending to and without preparing to do so.
For updates on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.